Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast, where we take business owners and CEOs, B2B space, six questions in 9 minutes because the best know when to be concise and when to end. And here we go. Question number one in a couple sentences. Who are you and what do you do?
I'm Whitney Vosburg. I am a brand marketing expert who helps company find their way through a very complex world.
Love it. Question number two, what's the best thing about working with businesses?
The fact that businesses are the most powerful force on the planet. And if you want to change the world for the better, you have to do it through business.
Wonderful, wonderful. Question number three, what is the biggest challenge your business is facing in today's world?
Getting people's attention for long enough to be able to make that transmission.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. Again, getting the word out and getting people's attention is very difficult. Question number four, what other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, should be on the On Fire B2B podcast?
Well, my co-author, Charlie Grantham, should be for starters.
Perfect. I will look him up when we are done here. Let's get to question number five. What advice would you share with other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
All right. In times like this, it's so important to be able to go from head to heart to hands. And what I mean by is you got IQ, EQ, and what I call GQ. So your head is the home of your purpose, your why, your unique gift. Many male executives live up here and they're very good at it. But in this evolving world where people are feeling a whole range of experiences and emotions, it's important to be able to drop down that 18 inches of that longest journey of the 18 inches to your heart. So it's from your why to your who and where. Mm-hmm. Where is your community of stakeholders? Where do you find them? So it's, you know, your unique gift, sharing it with them for maximum benefit. You know, the greater the value created, the greater the relationship, the longer the relationship will last. And then moving out from head to heart to hands, it's how do you best share your unique gift, your purpose with those who most benefit from it.
Love it. Love it there.
No, it's just, it's so important to know that people are intellectual, they're emotional, and then they have sort of those gut feelings, you know, where your intuition and your wisdom reside. So you have to, you know, align those one, two, three things internally. And then to go externally out to the marketplace, you have to make an offer that makes sense to the brain, to the heart, and to the gut.
Yeah. And when you've said head, hearts, hands, in my mind was sell them mentally, sell them emotionally, and they'll give you a credit card. That's how I thought of it.
You got it.
Love it. Love it there. All right. Let's get to question six. Whitney, this is the most important question of the podcast. I need you to focus on this one. Tell me about your first time, your first sale.
Boom, boom. Okay. My first sale as a interim chief marketing officer was with a Silicon Valley startup. And I had no experience as a marketing executive, let alone interim marketing executive, let alone a chief marketing officer. So I came from a creative market advertising background. So I told them, like, okay, guys, I could tell you about it, but I'm going to show you. So I took out my portfolio. I showed them ads that I made for IBM, which were perfect illustration of what I'm capable of doing in terms of creative marketing and all that. And they went, hey, perfect. You're hired.
Love it. You showed them what you can do. They said, awesome. Now, you didn't walk into the meeting and say, here's my portfolio. You got their interest first, and then you pulled out the portfolio.
I told them a story, and then I showed them.
Right. That's the important part there, because everyone keeps thinking that it's all about opening the portfolio as soon as possible. No, you got to get them to where they actually want it to be open, where they're almost saying, open up your portfolio, or they're saying it through their body language and other things they're saying, where you're like, okay, this is the right time to open it.
Exactly. Yeah, no, you literally want them to say, okay, we want to see, you know, open it now.
Right.
We want to do it now.
Absolutely there. Okay, so Whitney, you have 4 minutes and 19 seconds left. This is promo time. Ask me a question. Talk about the weather or whatever else you want to do. Or even the cool little things that are on your fan, the little different colors. Or because the best know when to be concise and when to end, we end early and that is okay. Go.
What have you been learning of great value across your interviews in recent months that everybody should know about?
I have learned, because usually I talk to a lot of the people afterwards, and I have learned that the wordier people, like the people who you'll have difficulty doing the first four questions in 30 seconds apiece, like you were able to pull off, they're the ones that aren't as successful.
It does help to be succinct.
Yes.
But even more important, I have learned, is that there's a reason why we have two ears and one mouth.
Absolutely.
If you're in sales, marketing, customer service, relationships, business dev, it's so more important to listen than it is to talk.
It is.
So
there we go.
Do a lot of listening and do a little speaking goes a long way. And also, the less you say, the smarter people think you are.
That is true. I have found that out to be completely concise there. You do have 2 minutes and 49 seconds left. Would you like some promo time?
Sure.
Go for it.
Okay. I, along with my co-author, Charlie Grantham, who I mentioned, we are co-authors of a series of books called Work the Future Today. Our third book is coming out in May, and it's called Work the Future Today, Surviving Today, Thriving Tomorrow. And it boils down to that we are going from the old world of profit first, with a focus on the shareholder and the triple bottom line of profit, people, planet. We are going to a new story of purpose first, with a focus on the stakeholder. Well, it's really your community of stakeholders. With the new triple bottom line of planet, people, profit. Why? No planet, no people. No people, no profit. That's
right.
Simple. The tricky part is that all people and all organizations are part of all three stories. The old story, the emerging story, and the new story. Mm-hmm. It's very, very complicated. In a world that's get ever more complicated, confusing, chaotic, complex, the rate of change, velocity, whew, like so. So it's getting back to basics has never been more important. What is your brand? What's your purpose? What do you need to do to make your brand, your value proposition, your value offer, relevant and valuable and differentiated now? Not yesterday, not tomorrow, but now. So it's about always going back to the beginning of the founders of any organization, community, government, whatever, you know, founding fathers, founding mothers, whoever, always had a purpose in mind. It wasn't to make profit. It was by doing X, we're going to achieve Y, which might lead to profits, taxes, or whatever. So going back, taking a look at where you came from, where you are, where you could and should go, given what's going on in the world now and what you think might happen in the future, is having your purpose at your North Star. And then working backwards, taking the steps to be staying relevant and valuable.
Perfect. You knocked that right on the nose. You did it. 6 questions in 9 minutes because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Say your website real quick.
It is workthefuture.today.
Perfect. Whitney, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. And everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. My name is Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.